Local winemakers, Ty and Helen Gillespie, sailed around the world for several years. They retired from sailing and started Azura's Cellars and Gallery here on Garvin Mesa in Paonia. Azura's property has a small pond on it, and the couple decided it was time to start sailing again. They built a clubhouse near the pond, got 6 model sailboats, and started a yacht club. Here, Ty describes the clubhouse.
It actually started out as a simple storage shed, and then Helen thought it ought to have a bed so we could have guests, and if you have a bed, then you have a bathroom, and pretty soon we had this quite elaborate little building down there. So it's gotten kind of back to a shed, shed origins, although a fancy shed, I must say. But it's got everything the yacht club has, including a bar and a place to store boats. So it's an official yacht club. The only thing it doesn't have is an outhouse, or an indoor toilet, I guess. It has an outhouse, so it's Rocky Mountain roughing it.
I asked Ty if sailing these remote-controlled boats was anything like sailing the real thing.
This is a great way to learn to sail without any aggravation or risk. This sails just like a real boat. They sail really well. They're perfectly sized for our pond. And we have, in the evenings, we have really nice breezes around here. It's quite predictable.
Generally, if you think about the Rocky Mountains, you obviously think about great people, great outdoor activities, beautiful views. And Azura has all those things, but no one probably thinks of a yacht club. How did the yacht club come to be?
Well, we put in this pond as part of a water augmentation program, and when we had a pond, it only seemed logical for us to be having sailing boats in it. And so now the yacht club is, well, I optimistically say it's 2/3 of the way complete, and so that's it. Just kind of happened, but it's turning into, I think Wednesday nights are going to be a quite a social event as well as a sailing event. So,
what happens on Wednesday nights?
Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock, we're going to be sailing every Wednesday throughout the summer, and we have some extra boats, and anybody who'd like to come is encouraged to drop by and give it a try.
Are you the only yacht club in the Rocky Mountains?
Well, no, we're not. No, not the only model yacht club. I thought that when we did this that we were probably the only model yacht club as part of a winery. And so I did some research on the computer, and turns out that Coppola also has his swimming pool doesn't get used in the winter, so they rent boats there. Now, if that really qualifies the yacht club, then I guess there's 2 of us, and we may have to challenge him one of these days.
To a race?
To a race, yeah.
Where's Coppola's vineyard? Or yacht club?
Oh, that's in the Napa Valley. And they've got a huge swimming pool. It looks like it'd be a fun place to sail. Mm-hmm. And they rent their boats in the winter. So it's a little different than ours.
And you have an impressive history with actual sailing on big boats.
I sailed all my life, but I guess what you're referring to is that in 1989, Helen and I started west, and we ended up sailing around the world on our 38-foot boat, the Azura.
How long did that take?
We were gone for about 6.5 years or 7 the time we all got unloaded and ashore.
How did you decide to settle in the Rocky Mountains after being so long at sea?
Well, I've always loved skiing as well. And I think that it's interesting to me that a lot of people that have sailed like that and been on the ocean end up in the mountains. And I think it has something to do with the raw physicality or natural environment that you find in the ocean and in the mountains.
Do you find the raw physicality of the ocean in your yacht club?
No. This is armchair sailing, and it's just a lot of fun with no risk. So it's a little different than sailing in the ocean.
What's the most intriguing part to you about the yacht, the model yachts?
Well, I think it's just an incredible game. There's a lot of skill involved, and we'll often go down there with a glass of wine with the idea that we're going to just sip wine and sail our boats, and at the end of the evening there's still most of the glass of wine left because the sailing takes so much concentration. So it's a great challenge.
Do you have regulars that come and sail with you on Wednesdays, and who's sort of the best?
Well, you know, we haven't done this enough to really establish that, but over the season, I'm sure we'll have the talent will emerge. It's not me.
Will you be okay with, like, you know, lots of people coming up on Wednesday nights looking for boats?
Well, we'll see. We have certainly a limited number of boats, and we'll just have to see. We did a little bit last year, but it never was very well organized, and we were really just getting into it. This year we're a step ahead of that, but we still don't know quite what's going to happen, but we'll accommodate everybody who comes a little bit.
This is Annette Pretorius reporting for KVNF.